Katie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. And I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast and say a big thank you for you for giving your time so that we can learn a little bit more about you and your thoughts about affordable coaching. So,
you're most welcome.
Thank you. So, jolly sunshine here. Looks like you might have it too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah, make good. The most of it.
Yeah, indeed. So, we'll make this short and sweet and get it out there on air. So, what did make you decide that you would keep a space available for affordable coaching?
Do you know what? Coaching is so powerful, and it's one of those things that I think if I'd had access to this 10, 15, 20 years ago, it would have made a major difference to my life.
Sure, me
and
too.
And I just want more people, yeah, to be able to get out there and use it and not see, you know, money as being restrictive. And I think, you know, I personally believe everybody can benefit from coaching in some form or another. It doesn't matter what you do, you know, whether it's business related, whether it's health related, whatever. Having that person in your corner and on your side can make a massive difference. And I would personally love more and more people just to try it. And if, you know, being able to do it in an affordable way is a way to get more of it out there, then that ticks the box for me.
Yeah, great. And I guess that as we come together as a team, we're quite like-minded in that, yes, we all need to earn a living and we're all busy people and we all run our own practices. However, just keeping that space available so that people have access or just want to have a try. So I like the way you I like the way you put that, you know, so that actually you can try it. And I believe that once you try something like that, you think, why haven't I tried it before? You know, it's really benefited me to have coaching. So and then to be able to continue to share that going forward with lots of other people. And as you say, from all walks of life, it doesn't have to be business focused. It doesn't have to be personal. It can just be anything you want it to be to enhance your life in whichever way you want it to be enhanced. So having said that, we say it can be all things to all people. What do you think, Katie, about where your expertise lies? Where do you like to focus your coaching in your own business?
So I've got two areas that I kind of focus on. One is around sort of people, midlife professionals, really. So people that are looking, well, it could be career change, just working out what their purpose is in life, feeling like they want to get back, you know, on top of their health, finding that the kids are now older and leaving home, so they've got more me time. It's like, okay, what am I going to do with that? So it could be, you know, a number of different things. But just thinking about my own experience of sort of, you know, hitting midlife and suddenly thinking, oh God, you know, what's going on? I need to make some changes and just be able to support people through that. So that's kind of one area. The other area that I'm really passionate around is people that are business owners who, you know, are solopreneurs or entrepreneurs who, you know, have got set up their own business, who might not necessarily have any employees, but they're trying to run it in isolation and need somebody for that sounding board, that, you know, somebody to help them just structure what they're doing and bring some sort of some bigger business insights to help them on their journey and help them be as successful as they possibly can.
Okay, so they it sounds like your skills are really deep rooted in your own beliefs. And that sounds really powerful, Katie, that you're able to kind of go, you know, I hit this period in my life and kind of thought, is it, you know, what am I doing? What's my health looking like? What's my job looking like? And take an action. And then I like the way it's kind of evolved, if you like, into growing your own business and then helping other people that are doing a similar thing be as successful as you are.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It all relates back to my own personal experience. I've experienced all the things that, you know, I'm passionate about coaching on. So, I've worked in some very large organisations in very senior roles. I've done a range of different roles within there. I've worked in marketing for many years. I've worked in operations. I've run businesses. But I've also been made redundant. I was made redundant 3 times in my career. And each of those times, it was a real shock to the system. And if I'd had someone to help me through that and help me define what was next, then you know, that would have been very powerful. Yeah.
Three times, Katie. Sorry to cut you off. Three times. Goodness.
And that's it now. It's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
But, you know, the first time I was made redundant and it hit me, you know, it hit me, knocked me sideways, really. But I thought, now's the opportunity for me to set up my own business. And I didn't know what I was doing. I set up my own business. I did some consultancy for a few years. Then I went back into full-time employment. And then the second time it happened, I changed industries and I used that as an opportunity. And, you know, and so it's opened up many doors for me, and I think there's some real positives. So, you know, I've experienced those things. I've experienced, you know, working in isolation, not knowing what to do, not knowing where to go, and having these major impacts of life hitting you.
I really like the way that you talk, and you've changed what may appear to be something that's a real negative, and you use the words push me sideways, knock me sideways. But it sounds like you've kind of almost like opened up a new door every time, and said to yourself, Katie, what are you going to do now? And it sounds like you've used each opportunity to be an opportunity and not a setback.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And do you know, one of the biggest things as well is learning about myself.
Right.
You know, many years I was just on that treadmill, and I realised I was being the person that other people thought I should be. You know, in that role, you need to be this person. In this organisation, you need to be that person.
Yeah.
And again, getting to that point where, you know, you're getting to midlife or you've been made redundant, and people say to you, well, what do you want to do? And I thought, I don't know what I want to do, because I don't really know enough about my own skills and my own desires. And actually, that's where coaching really helped me, was to just learn more about myself and learn more about what I wanted and what made me happy and where that joy came, because, you know, that's where your strengths lie as well.
Sure.
So helping people through that is, you know, it's life-changing. It really is.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if that's a role that goes across the sexes, because you mentioned being a parent, and actually, you know, children grow up, they take their life direction, and I'm female, you're female. So I'm just kind of wondering whether that this kind of transitional period in life happens for males as well. What do you think there?
Absolutely. I've coached a number of people that are just, it's exactly the same, going through the same scenarios, redundancy or being in their career, getting to a point where they're kind of thinking, well, what now? What, you know, am I where I want to be? What do I want? Or just dealing with family issues, you know, and juggling things. It's the same. There are absolute, you know, it's not restricted to women or to men in certain areas. It hits everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think it's great to bring those perspectives as well into the coaching as well, you know, that variety.
Yeah, and I think you're right, because there's, you know, is it an idea that actually, you know, we're moving away from that women parent, you parent jointly, so that all these transitions in life happen jointly, if you are in a joint relationship.
Yeah.
And also for like losing job, moving on from a job, and actually finding your own identity. Really important.
Yeah. And you know what? And maybe there is a slight difference. I think women probably getting to that stage where, because there's so much more talk about it, they feel that they feel more empowered to do these kind of things, do the coaching, find out more about themselves, you know, actually allow themselves to develop and be a little bit more selfish, I guess. But I think certainly with a lot of the men that I work with, when you start asking them some of those interesting questions about, well, what do you really want, you can see them kind of going, oh, I'm not really sure, because I'm not really thought about that. I've just been on my treadmill. So,
sure.
You know, helping them, give them the space and the safety to actually interrogate, you know, their own thoughts and their feelings. It can be very, very hard for people that haven't done it for a long, you know, throughout their life, really. you know, get in touch with those kind of things. But, you know, again, it's back to making people aware that it's absolutely fine, it's acceptable. There are supportive techniques and models and, you know, ways of coaching that can really support people through this.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're developing that kind of style that almost holds whatever anybody brings to you when they're changing their thinking, changing about their life and in which direction they want to take it in. And they can actually do whatever they want, whenever they want, wherever they want. And kind of, I certainly think most people, given that concept, what do you want? You know, who are you? You know, where would you like to work? Who would you like to be? What would you like to do at work? And I think, no one's ever asked me those questions before. I just do it and fit into the mould that people decide that I'm in, and I've allowed that to happen. And there's a point in life where you go, no, you know, I play those roles. There are just roles that I play. They're not actually me. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a, you know, I'm a cleaner, I'm a cook, I'm a, you know, I'm a data analyst, I'm a, you know, I'm a professional, I'm a nurse, I'm a doctor, I'm a solicitor. All those labels that people have don't define us.
No.
So coming from that place. Sorry, Katie, go on.
I was just gonna say, so many people kind of get bogged down in that, well, but I can't, you know. There's so many beliefs that are holding people back, and it'd be great to break those chains. And I just love it. I love it when I'm talking to people and I'm asking those questions and saying, okay, well, if you had that magic wand and you could do anything, and they actually start to think about it, you can see their faces change, the body language change, the shoulders come down. And you kind of say, well, actually, what is stopping you? You know, we all came into this world with any possibility, we could do anything, and suddenly you take all these, you know, these impressions through your life and these expectations. Well, imagine if you could just break all those off and you could do anything. What's stopping you?
Yeah. And it's that thought about, you know, that what if it doesn't work, you know, and changing that into what if it does?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and it's just that one word on the end of the sentence and how the intonation is of, what if it doesn't work, you know, and what if it does work, you know, even the sentence goes either down or up, and where our expectations lie with that. So it's really interesting what you've got to say about life and connections and moving forward and, you know, and bouncing back and finding your own self. So I'm aware that, you know, time's racing away with us, as it always does. So I think if we just wrap up today with a big thank you to you for keeping a space for affordable coaching. And I look forward to doing some more work with you, some more in-depth work with you when we've got a longer podcast where we can actually dig deeper into some of these relationships and thoughts and feelings and finding self. I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, brilliant.
Okay, so I'll say goodbye to you today then, Katie. And so, like I've already said, with a big thank you.
You're welcome. Speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. Thanks very much.